He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. And once again, for the 1,215th time, you're not. But welcome to School Talk. Hey, we're back on the airway. I got a little chip in my mic. You probably heard that, didn't you? Little birdie. There you go. Man, you're the producer.
I am.
Max, you be pushing buttons over there. You want to come cut my grass?
No. How about you start pushing my button?
How about raking my leaves?
Wow.
Almost ready to shovel some snow.
I talked to your mom. I talked to your... No, I didn't. How your parents doing?
They're doing good.
That's good. Anyway, 244-9234-249-234-234-WBDG. That's our call line. You can call in. It's open. I got an awesome guest today. Might have some questions and some comments or concerns, so we're going to be pretty good with that. Before I get to my guest, I always want to talk about my students. And before I even get to my big board, I want to talk to my students in the studio now. I got Big Rob in the corner. I got Big Max. And I got this man with this voice over here. I want you to just hear his voice before I get to my guest and let him introduce himself to you. He gonna take my microphone. Introduce yourself.
Hello, Indy. It's me, Ryan Smith. You know me from Shocto and Off the Rails with Max.
Man, listen to that voice. That voice. Anyway, I want to... We got something coming up, some awards. Tell me what I'm talking about.
I'll tell you what you're talking about. So me and Max, specifically, oh, a lot of people here at the station, I've won some awards. I have one for our special guest with Jeb Barden. And on top of that, I have one with Renee Peck. I don't remember the categories, I'm not going to lie. That wasn't you. It was Big Nelly, wasn't it? You got on-air personality.
Yeah.
Right. And then what did you get, Max? I was too focused on myself.
So there was like best sports play-by-play for football, boys basketball. I was an analyst for our girls basketball, best play-by-play. We had like a bunch of other ones. There were two for School Talk. There was best football pregame show, postgame show. So, yeah, there's been a lot. I think it was 8 total that
Max
I had.
Max is cooler than me. I had 3, I think. Best drop-in was one of my other ones.
And then we also had, when we did that Wayne Township Community Day, that was nominated as well.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. Because these are student-produced shows. And I got my guest in the studio, but he know what I'm talking about. But these are student-produced shows. And this, I think with School Talk, this is our third year of being nominated, being a finalist for the best community talk show, titles in the nation, and which third year being nominated for a best community talk show and community volunteer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But everything doesn't happen unless it's student produced. And that's what I like about our programs here at Ben Davis High School. You know, it doesn't happen. And I'm so excited for the young people. One day I'm going to go to New York when they do the awards, and just check it out. But it probably be the year that I get nominated, and then it's snow or something like that. But anyway, it's just push the magic button for all the young people that got our finalists. Oh man! Now in the studio, I got a man that knows something about working with young people. I mean, in his personal life, in his business life, and working with the schools. He's a Wayne Township trustee. He used to be a member of the Indiana House of Representatives. He's got a lot of titles that he used to do, but he still does this and does that. He owns some businesses in the community. You ate some of his food. His food is pretty good. I actually tried to sell some stuff, and that's a different story outside of one of his stories, but that didn't even sound right. Good morning, Jeb.
Good morning.
Tell my guest, who are you? Who are you?
My name is Jeb Barden.
No, it's not. My name is Jeb Barden. Would the real Jeb Barden please stand up? Wayne Township trustee. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to have you here on the show.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, well, it's great to be here. It's great, 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 great. And I always dip into folks' Kool-Aid and stuff. And my first question is, I get into their personal business, and I find myself, where'd you go to high school?
I went to Ritter High School.
You went to Ritter?
I'm a Ritter Raider.
Get out of here.
Yep.
That's not a big school.
That's not, it was not, it was
but that's
80 some in my class.
But ain't that kind of good, though? Like, far as individual instructions, or and got, bad if you make if yeah, you mess
yeah,
up because
yeah, yeah.
you can't
it's
hide.
It's got pluses and minuses. One of the things I really missed out on was I would love to have been involved in high school radio.
Me pound on that because my hometown is Terrell, Indiana, and I quit high school in 19. This before the kids were even born, back in 1972 when I quit high school, and I joined the Marine Corps. But if they had high school radio in the 70s when I was going to high school, I would have latched on to it. And I would have stayed in high school. So I could definitely relate to that 150%.
You say Terre Haute. My dad grew up in Clinton.
Yeah.
And rode the bus to Terre Haute to be on the radio in the 1950s, 1960s.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
I didn't think you were. Gosh.
Yeah.
Man, WWBO or WBWO?
It was an AM station. Yeah.
The LAX?
Late 50s. Wow. And he said at night the owner would go to bed and they would change the format.
Wow. That's crazy. That's wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Where'd you go to college?
I went to Purdue.
Oh, Purdue. What would that against you? I'm just kidding. My
oldest daughter is at IU right now. She's a junior. So we're a divided family. My wife went to Ball State and Indiana State.
Okay. You got the whole state covered.
We're covering it,
yeah. Anybody go to Wabash College? I'm just kidding.
No,
that is good. Your dad did that? That is so cool.
Yeah.
Now, when you were in high school and came out of high school, what did you want to do?
I didn't know.
How about when you got out of college, what did you want to do?
In college, I grew interested in government and politics, but I didn't know how I would get involved.
Yeah.
I actually did an internship when I was a junior at Purdue and came home to Indianapolis and worked at the State House for a semester. That was 1994.
That's kind of good, though, because a lot of young folks, even in high school level, when they get out of high school, they think they know what they want to do. Then they go to college and they change their major.
I took every weird class you could imagine at Purdue, just trying to figure it out. I took a vet med class, looked at veterinary medicine.
Okay.
Took light construction, like construction management.
Right.
What happened was I kept taking poli sci classes because I enjoyed them.
All right.
And that just kept building.
Yeah, I understand that.
Before I knew it, I had the degree.
See, that's what you do. You got to stick and stay and stay and just stay. When I get out, I did 2 years in the Marine Corps, 72 to 74. And I got out in 74 and went to ISU for one semester. I took judo.
Yeah.
I got credit for it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I was throwing folks around and got like college credit. They threw me around too. So anyway, but then I went back and then I quit and did 2 more years in the Marine Corps. But at that time, I didn't like college.
Yep.
But I knew the Marine Corps because I knew what it did for me my first 2 years. So I went back for 2 more. So, but young folks and some old folks are still trying to figure out what they want to do. And now you've at one time, remember the House of Representatives?
Yes.
How did that happen?
Well,
like I really don't know.
You know, you keep following interests. So I graduated from Purdue in 95. Mm-hmm. I volunteered for Governor O'Bannon's campaign in 96.
That story there, but go ahead.
Went knocking on doors and doing yard signs and all the grassroots side of campaigning and enjoyed it. Got done with that and looked at kind of the landscape of things, and the district that I lived in, House District, was the closest margin of victory for the other side.
Wow.
So 1998, I ran against that incumbent.
Okay.
And we won.
Beat, push the magic button. O'Bannon.
I
remember Judy O'Bannon more so than the governor. For some reason, I was a state trooper between 79 and 85, but for some reason, Julio Band just stood out for me more than the governor.
She's a wonderful person.
Yeah. So that, you say O'Bannon, that just, that for you guys goes straight to the top, you know. So I owe this. But okay, sorry, but I just, you know, she was just cool. She was just out there. Your grandfather married?
I am married.
Of course, you're married. You got kids.
Yeah, 21 years.
Yeah. Okay.
And we have personal. Two. We have. Yeah, might as well. We got two daughters. My oldest daughter is, like I said, a junior at IU. Mm-hmm. Younger daughter is a senior in high school.
Okay.
Yep. Right. She's at Shortridge.
Hey, that's the history. That's a lot of history. A lot of history at that school.
Yep.
And that's one thing about getting older, and I'm younger than me. I'm 68. But when you look back and all the stuff, and the stuff that you did, the stuff that you have seen, and the stuff that you know, you can't keep it to yourself. Yeah. And that's what I like about things that I do. I have an opportunity to share the things that I know. You're in a position to share. As a township trustee, what are some of your duties here in Wayne Township?
I mean, if you talk about the general mission of the township, yeah. It's to take care of people. You know, if there's an emergency, we're going to show up with fire trucks and ambulances, and we're going to follow that up with assistance. If mm-hmm. you know, if you lose your home, and we need to help you find a new place, you know. And then the other end of the spectrum is if you run into hard times,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, illness or loss of a job or it's death, mm-hmm. we're there to help out.
That's deep.
It is.
I mean,
it's
whoa.
It's kind of the safety net of government.
Yeah. Can you think about it? Because things, nothing. You know, young folks understand this one. Nothing ever stays the same.
You got it.
It's, you know, constantly in a state of change. Sometimes a mass confusion, ball of confusion, temptations, but ball of confusion, and things happen. And then one day you're up. And next day you're down. One day you got a job. Next day you don't.
Yep.
House catches on fire. Those things happen. Red Cross is there. But the trustee's office, if it's run right, it'll be there for you. And so that's a big task. Best if you do it wrong.
You can really mess it up if you do it wrong. But if you do it right, you can really help a lot of people.
Yeah.
And bring the community together to do it. And actually, you mentioned Red Cross. We're working with them because we were obviously on the scene of an emergency
mm-hmm.
right off the bat. And then they come in and help relocate or pick up the pieces.
Now, you said Red Cross. So I can imagine that it's just reality. There are some areas you can't help someone, but your position in local government and state government, you have the ability to refer or make contact with other entities, and that's huge too.
And that's the overall goal of our emergency assistance program, is that there are limitations financially what we can do to help folks. So we've got to build the network of other providers,
mm-hmm.
be it churches, community centers, other agencies, other government agencies, and bring all those groups together to find ways to help folks. Because there are limits to what we are allowed to do with tax dollars mm-hmm. in terms of helping folks out. But we've got partners, community partners who can help with that.
Now, does Wayne Township have its own food pantry, or they just help supply others?
We have started doing a drive-through pantry.
Oh!
If you come into our offices and come through the intake process and qualify, we have food vouchers. We can help folks, families who are, you know, in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But our really, the bigger picture of what we're trying to do is we've identified, we think, every food bank in Wayne Township, every food pantry, every opportunity to find a place that can help you. So we've got a list on our website of churches and community centers and folks who are out there helping out every day.
Okay. This might sound like a crazy question with a Q. Hey, Big Robert said Q. With a Q. You got it elected. Just got it elected. And you won your election for Wayne Township trustee. But you had some, how can I say, you had some time to do that position Were you elected twice? Is that elected?
Technically, under Indiana law, yes. In July, there was a vacancy of the trustee's office.
Mm-hmm.
And the process is that when that occurs in a midterm, that the precinct people, so they're elected folks representing all the precincts in Wayne Township, they come together and fill a vacancy. And mm-hmm. so at that point in July, I was elected to fill the vacancy. And then in November, I was on the ballot for a full term. So I got elected in November, excuse me.
Yeah. If folks do the history and know the history and know the news, you know what challenges the township office have or what it was going through during that period of time. Now, when you came in and had a chance to clean things up and fix things up, I know how that made you feel because, you know, you're probably mad because things were messed up. But when you came time to for the second election, you had some trial runnings, you had some things to fix. It had to make you feel pretty good knowing you got the township back on this track. And now you out here challenging. Yes, folks, you really can't say, yeah, see what I did? I got it fixed now. Let me do it for real.
Yeah. But no, there was a mess.
Yeah.
And truthfully, we're still working through some of it.
Yeah.
But not on the campaign side, but just in terms of doing the job, that's what I was there to do.
Yeah. You think about disappointments in life, and young folks have them, and sometimes folks disappoint you also. I used to be on the Wayne Township Fire Department Merit Board.
Okay.
So I know a lot of people were involved in Wayne Township Fire Department and from the past. And then as life goes through, certain people let you down, and it hurts.
Yes.
It really hurts, especially when you know them personally.
Right.
It really hurts, and then you see the victims of the other people of the community. And so I just want to say, personally, Emerson talking, I am so glad that you are there to clean up some mess and give folks an opportunity to get back where Wayne Township needs to be, because stuff happens to people.
Yes.
You know, stuff happens to people.
I appreciate that.
And we need, you never know when you're going to need something.
Yeah.
You never know.
It's just human nature. Everybody falls on difficult times, and we've got to be there for each other.
Yeah. I mean, you think, oh, it don't happen to me. It happens to the other people. But see, behind that statement, when a person says, I love this statement. I don't know who said it first, but when folks say, it don't happen to me, it happens to the other people, they don't realize that other people are saying the same thing. So to the other people, you are the other people. So it happens to everybody. You know, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but don't ever say, it don't happen to me. It happens to other people, because you are the other people when you're dealing with other people.
Right.
Boy, that's profound. Because it happens. Stuff happens. And it's so glad to have the township there. I remember one time, and just me talking again, how the Wayne Township at one time did not want to be part of Marion County Fire Department. How are we intertwined with the Marion County Fire Department anyway? Or nowadays
there's a mutual aid agreement, which means that we go wherever they need us, mm-hmm. and they come help us.
That's true,
and that's true of all the surrounding communities. You know, when Walmart had that huge warehouse fire.
Oh man, I remember that.
There were 30 plus fire departments who responded and provided resources. Our ambulances regularly venture into other territories to help out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's and then the 911 system, which has been in the news a little bit. Our relationship between Hendricks County and Marion County is tight. The system works, and so as a result, we cross boundaries between counties without any difficulty at all.
It should be that way.
Should be.
And I know young folks don't remember this, but way back in the day, you didn't cross a county line.
Right.
I know it sounds weird now, but you didn't. And even when it came to bad guys, you know, if you're chasing someone across the county line and they go into another county line, your jurisdiction stops. And you got to give it up to the sheriff in the next county.
Right.
That's crazy. But that's how it was way back in the day. So all you bad guys out there, if you start something in Marion County and head towards Morgan County, they ain't gonna stop at the county line. They gonna keep chasing behind you. You're gonna get caught. Can't outrun the police radio anyway, or a helicopter. That's just me talking there. So I just know it. Max, give me that look. Max, no, I have not ran from the cops. I have not ran from the police. I was the police.
I know.
All right, all right. Whew, clear that up. Well, push the magic button. Thank God I wasn't a bad guy.
Had to make sure that you let the audience know that.
Max,
no more school talk with Emerson.
Max, you on it. Woo! Ah, oh, man. For our young people, yeah, you own businesses.
I'm a Subway franchisee.
Yeah, man.
Been doing that for a long time. That's a family business.
That is awesome. My
mom and dad got into it in the mid-80s, about 85.
Yeah.
So I was a middle school kid going in and taking out the trash and sweeping and mopping.
That ain't easy work.
It was not easy work.
It still ain't easy work. Y'all ever been to these restaurants? I mean,
yeah,
it's a lot of work behind. You see them up front, but you see them behind this. But behind the scenes, and nowadays, and this economy, it's still hard.
It's a tough job. Yep,
it's tough. But you gave But you gave a lot of kids jobs though.
Yes,
a lot of kids get jobs. I like that.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and I know you help here at the high school. A lot of times I've seen your product here, and you donated your product here for our young people here at radio station, also during our marathon. And we appreciate that. Push the magic button for that because you support
us. I appreciate that. We value what the young folks are doing here in the radio station and what they mean to our community.
Man, that is awesome. That is totally awesome. This is a crazy question. And I know, did you learn, besides, you knew your competition when you ran for election this time, but do you have any ideas you want to steal from them? I mean, you probably can't tell us, Rick might not like it. That person, you're big, I know Rick is a good guy. Rick Scott, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a real good guy. It's
interesting. And this really started in the primary because there were other candidates in the primary.
Okay.
So, we're all standing around the polling sites, in particular early voting. And you spend a lot of time, you get to know each other pretty well. And so there is a sharing of a vision of things that people want to see happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a healthy thing. I mean, it was very positive. And so when we talk about the term used to be victim's assistance, but it's how you help folks who've had something horrible happen. There have been a lot of different ways the township has tried to help address those occurrences, and putting our heads together, and we came up with some new ideas. The new system we have in place where if there is a fire, the actual battalion chief on the scene or the fire inspector on the scene has access to emergency vouchers for housing and transportation and food. That came out of that group discussion about how can we do this differently.
Okay.
Because a couple years ago that didn't exist. And we all agreed that it needed to happen. And what that does then, it fills the gap until the Red Cross can get there.
Okay.
Because Red Cross is a international organization. So when we call for help for the Red Cross, we call a national number.
Okay.
And then they dispatch regionally. So you can see that takes a little bit of time. And we need to get folks into shelter immediately. And then the Red Cross comes the next morning and they're there to help pick up the big pieces for folks there.
That makes sense. And I can see the sharing of your ideals, because one thing about an ideal, even if it came from someone that you're competing against, if the ideal is good for the people and it can be done, thanks for the idea. I'm running with this one. Oh, and I can see the other guy. Oh man, that was my idea. Golly me. But anyway, it's good for the people. One thing about ideals, everybody has ideals, and sometimes you think your idea is stupid because you keep it to yourself, but ah, man, share your ideas because you never know who it might help.
Yeah,
you never know.
And resources, you know, we just a couple weeks ago, Thanksgiving time, I got a phone call from Andy Harris, who used to be the township trustee.
No, Andy, yeah.
Andy's reaching out and saying, I've got access to turkeys, free turkeys. Uh-huh. So help us help some of the folks who you serve through the township.
Yeah.
So we came together, and he and Chapel Rock Church held a drive-through turkey dinner. I mean, everybody came through, got what they needed to create dinner.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's good people, too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
His wife and the family, you know. The county is, and I like that. I like that when people, you know, they put aside all types of political stuff and do what's best for the people of the community. That should be in your blood initially. Because, like you said, the position is to help people, and that's your mission. And for folks to know they got somewhere to go in the township that can give them some assistance, and if not, you know, they can get you on the right track to get help, because nothing worse than being out there on your own and lost and no one to help you, no one to turn to. It's a very lonely feeling. And I've had support system, but not to have a support system, I mean, I can imagine that's just a lonely island to be on.
And it's something that, you know, you may not know it, but there are a whole lot more people out there who have been in that spot than we realize. I mean, I've talked to Representative Pack, who you've had on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she went through, you know, a time of housing insecurity. She had kids and they were living in the car.
Yeah.
It happens, and we got to take care of each other.
And you keep on living. Stuff is going to happen. So do you got anything that the folks don't know? Let's break some news today. They see you in the news. They read your articles in the paper. But is there something since you've taken office that the folks just don't know is coming down the pike? Come on, man. I know there's something out there.
The most significant change that's occurred in the last 6 months is we are communicating with the community in ways that we haven't in the past. We now have an e-newsletter that goes out every 2 weeks. About 35,000 people in the township are getting it. And we're trying to share, you know, what's going on and where the resources are. We've taken board meetings. There's a monthly township board meeting, and that's now... it's on the web. You know, we're now live. I think we had 100 people last night, a little over 100 people last night who watched the board meeting. And if you've ever been to the township board meeting, that room doesn't hold 100 people.
Exactly,
so we've been able to open up government so that it's a lot more transparent, a lot more visible.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we need to do that so we can build the partnerships so that we have the resources to help folks.
Yeah.
That's our biggest. I mean, if you talk actual change in the way we're doing business, that's the biggest thing that's happened so far.
That's huge.
Yeah. Now where we're heading, I hope in the very near future, we're trying to hammer out the details on helping folks who are facing evictions. There's a program that we've had here in Indianapolis for a couple years through federal funding called Indy Rents. They came to an end in November because the money went away. There's a chance that program will come back the middle of next year if the feds reallocate some money. But in the short term, which means this winter, the funding for homeless and eviction prevention has dried up. So the township has really taken a hard look at, is there something else we can do? Trying to get ahead of the actual eviction, see if we can intercept it and provide some resources to help folks stay in their homes.
Man, that's crazy. Now, I'm out of time already.
Sorry.
But to gosh, hey.
I can come back.
Hey, I got a plan for that, too.
All right.
The my last question is, how does someone get that ball rolling with the trustees office? Do they show up at your front door? Do they call you? Do you send your email, care pigeon?
So we do all of our intake through an actual little interview. You got to come in for the interview.
Old school.
Old school still.
Old school.
Yeah. Yeah. We are required by state law to collect some financial information because you've got to qualify for that assistance through the trustee's office. So the best thing is to call us.
Yeah.
317-241-4191. And we've got bilingual folks who can help you get the ball rolling. And they'll get you an application, schedule you a time, and we'll sit down with you and see how we can help you.
That is cool. Let me tell you why. Because back in the day, y'all don't know nothing about this, but back in the day, you could go face-to-face to pay your gas bill, face-to-face to pay your telephone bill, face-to-face to pay your water bill. You can if you're having a hard time this week, you can pay a portion of your bill this week, portion of your bill next month. You know, if you couldn't pay utilities, they would actually come to your house. You could pay your utility man right there at the front door. Yeah.
Remember when the paper boy would collect?
Oh, man. That was a beautiful time because you dealt with it in real time. You know, when they come to your house and says, sir, we're here to cut your gas off, but you can, if you got some money now, we'll go ahead and take the money from you right now and go and put it towards your gas, but won't cut your gas off because you just happen to have just a little bit ice. Oh, man, I'm telling my age.
Just to give you an idea, though, I got pulled over for a little speeding over in rural Illinois about 10 years ago, and that county deputy offered to handle it in cash on the spot. So sometimes that's not a good thing.
That's the wrong way to do it. Yeah, I got you.
I could take care of that ticket for you.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
Yeah.
No, I'll see you in court knowing he won't show up.
Yeah,
you know that's crazy. What? Jeb, we thank you very much for coming in. We thank you for what you've done for our young people here at Ben Davis High School. We thank you for what you've done in the community up to this point.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to what you're going to do for the next few years here in Wayne Township as a trustee. It's glad and it really feels good knowing that there's someone who cares in the office because things happen. You can be up Monday, down Tuesday, out of your house Friday, and you're going to need some help and. We're glad that you're there.
Thank you.
And anytime.
I'm glad you're here.
Hey, boy.
Well, I'm glad I'm here, too. I love my
And
students.
These guys. You got a great team here.
Oh, these kids are great.
Yep.
These kids, they keep me young. I ain't lying, boy. My blood pressure is down. I laugh every time I come in here, and they make me feel good. And I look forward to it every week. And I loved it really when I was on staff because I had the opportunity to do it every day for a few years. But that big window.
Yes.
That's the big window. I don't care who I'm talking to. I can be talking to the Pope, President Obama. I don't care, you know, Dr. Butts. I don't care who I'm talking to. You show up at my big window and you got something going on you want to, it's called bum rushing the show. And we've been bum rushed a couple times on the show by educators and individuals. They had something they needed to get out right quick, you know, and they bum rushed the show. So you always got to extend it.
Look at that. John Easter in the window.
John Easter's in the window to bum rush the show and share what you got with our community because our communities come first. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate being here. Woo! Hope to come back for the awards ceremony.
Oh, well, what happened is it'll be in New York and then they'll pick the winners. Then we'll know. And then we should do something. With all our trophies that we're going to get. I don't know, have pizza or some Subway sandwiches or something.
Yeah.
That's like that.
And just celebrating all the nominations. I mean, it's significant.
That is true. I think this is the most, I think Mr. Easter said this is the most we've had. I think almost with 15 different nominations, finalists. And I watched it online in a couple of years, and it's a lot of competition throughout the United States of America, you know, the high school level and the college level. And I love the fact is it, on the high school level, you have individuals like myself who are interacting with young people that there's a category for it. It's really kind of cool. You know, when you're dealing with volunteers and young people on this level, there's a category that you can be judged in. And we've been judged and won the category a couple of years. And it feels good having the number one talk show.
Well, so you think about being the pipeline to the future of radio.
Oh, man. I mean,
the next voice of the Indianapolis 500.
Oh, that's right here. This program. That's Ryan. You want that one?
Sure. Yeah, I'd like that. Wow, trying to take. All the juniors trying to take all my shows.
you just had an alum come through on the state. What's the right word for it? Christy Lee.
Christy Lee. Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. And it starts right here at Giant 90.9. This young man here to my left, you know, I know Max is going to be doing the 500, but he's my Mr. New York.
All right.
You know, and I'm actually going to let him do something for me today. He don't know he's going to do this, but he's going to do my clothes. And he's never done my clothes before, but I just like his voice. So I'm going to let him, I'm going to turn this around to him. Let him do my clothes. Jeb, you're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
To come back to the big shoe. And as I know, I'm going to go to Rick Ryan and do my clothes.
And students. Oh, man, Max, you're off. And students, remember your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Is there more? It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung out with the wrong crowd. The views expressed in the school talk are not necessarily the views of MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. Class dismissed. Until next week. On School Talk.
Very good.
Ah, man. See, the students, they make me happy.